One day I got a call from a girl who worked at Tom Petty's office. The girl's name is Mary, and she asked me, "What are you doing later today?" I said, "Why do you ask?" And she said, "Well, Tom is doing some recording out at Dave Stewart's house with a couple of his buddies and wants to know if you could come and just take some quick photographs." So I said, "Sure." I asked her what the address was, and she said, "Well, Tom will call you in a couple minutes and give you the info." About 15 minutes later, the phone rings and it's Tom Petty. We talk about what he wants. He says he just basically wants some quick group shots of the five of us, and he doesn't really say who the five of us are. And I asked him the address where I was going, and he said, "Well, it's Dave Stewart's house," who's the guy from the Eurythmics. But he said, "Talk to George, he'll give you the address and directions." And I didn't know that he was putting me on the phone with George Harrison. I thought he was putting me on the phone with a roadie named George. So then George Harrison gets on the phone, and I, of course, instantly recognize the accent. And I couldn't believe it, but I write down the address, and it was in Encino, California, which was kind of near where I was living at the time. And I go to Dave Stewart's house, and it's Tom Petty, George Harrison, Bob Dylan, Roy Orbison, and Jeff Lynne, and me. And one assistant, and I think there was one roadie there at the time, but there was nobody else. And believe me, that would never happen these days. That was unheard of, even then. That was pretty surreal. And one of the main things I remember about that day is they were all concerned about Bob Dylan's mood. "Don't shoot until Bob's ready." George came over to me and said, "I think Bob might be ready soon. What do you think?" I thought, "I don't care what I think. I only care what you think." But everyone cared what Bob thought. So it was pretty amazing to have those four guys just waiting around till Bob Dylan was ready. That's a day I'll never forget.